Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. As I've noted several times on this podcast, I actually use an app called Auphonic to help me produce it. And it does a lot of the audio leveling and filtering of different things. It's a sort of a freemium service. They will do a certain amount of audio per month, and then you can pay them to do more. And actually, one side benefit of not producing this podcast on a regular basis, or not daily, is that I actually can be comfortably under the 2 hours a month of audio that they get. But, you know, it's a great service, and I've actually thrown them a few bucks because I was actually going over the 2 hours occasionally. So now I don't worry about it so much. But they've had an iOS app for a while to do some of this stuff, but unfortunately it hasn't really kept up with modern iOS, and it doesn't really work that well. I saw a note from them not too long ago that they're actually now actively testing a new iOS app, and it's been quite some time, and I'm now using it to record the podcasts. It's it's beta, so I expect stuff will change, and that they'll, and it, as I say, it's probably not available yet, unless you ask them nicely, they'll add you to the beta. But it's got a podcast recorder, and it's got a little waveform thing, and I guess you can set the starting and end parts of the recording. You can and then when it actually uploads the audio file, then it'll actually switch over to Safari so that you can edit the production or whatever so that you can put the file where it needs to go. But it's essentially an audio recorder app that's tied into the Auphonic service. And of course, I would expect the app to be free. I don't know this for sure, but there is one kind of cool feature on it is where I think most. So, you know, I use the iPhone microphone to do this because honestly, it's hard for me to consider spending money on something that I'm doing just as a hobby. And I could get better audio quality, whatever, but, it's honestly just for something I'm doing for fun. It's hard to justify spending. I know some people spend hundreds of dollars on these things, and the whole reason I'm doing it with my phone, because I can do it from anywhere and not have to worry about, you know, all the stuff I carry around. And, you know, maybe if I get enough listeners or if you guys want to, give me some flatter or, you know, change me or whatever. I mean, then by the way, there's links in the show notes to both of those if you want to donate. But I don't need the money, but I'm also right at the moment just not looking to spend money on that stuff. So and Auphonic is, as I say, it does a pretty good job of cleaning things up. But one feature it has is that, and I didn't even realize this, but the iPhone actually had, or at least the iPhone 6S Plus actually has three microphones. There's one on the bottom, there's one on the front, and there's one on the back. And you can actually pick in the Auphonic app which one of these you want to use. I'm using the front one, and I think it actually picks up a little more echo. So, but I also think it also perhaps it, some of the other pops and things are a little bit less obvious with this mic. So I don't know, I'm playing with it to see what happens here. But it is now available, or as I say, it's available for beta. I'm not sure when they're going to actually release it to the iOS App Store. But so far, the beta app's working pretty good. And I'm going to say I'm going to be using it to record the podcast for the time being. We'll see how well it works. If you have noticed any like severely bad audio quality or even better audio quality, well, you know how to find me and let me know that my podcast sounding good or sounding bad, or you're just indifferent about the whole thing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.